7XS, the heart of the West Coast at Skirvo for breakfast through till 9. Thanks to Harcourt's West Coast, your team on the ground in the West Coast. And Frogs in Suits is a new alternative rock band from Launceston. They had their first gig at Mona last month. And they are performing at the weekend this Saturday, COVID permitting, of course, at the Paragon Theatre in what will be a free event. And I'm joined now by the boys. Hey, guys, thanks for playing down here on the West Coast. How are you doing?
Hey, Cam. Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Listen, the first question I have for you guys is, where did you get the name from?
Well, it's an interesting one. A couple of years ago, we had our first gig at college, and we didn't have a name, so we spent our whole music lesson coming up with one just for that one in particular gig, and then we're too lazy to change it afterwards, so it kind of stuck.
Okay. It just sounds a real... I mean, I love original names. You know, it's not like you're just called the band or something like that. You know, original names are really important, and Frogs in Suits, yeah. I mean, yeah, it did it. Did it take it? So it was just a spontaneous thing then.
Yeah, well, it was really spontaneous, yeah.
Good stuff. Well, it makes you stand out from the crowd, I guess. Tell us about the music you play.
Yeah, so I guess most of the music we play is on our first EP. It's kind of going just a bit more towards like the heavy rock genre, alternative rock side of things. And I think we get, like, you know, a lot of the songwriting just comes from all our different inspirations of artists.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. And I believe Daniel Johns from Silverchair is pretty impressed by you.
Yeah, well, he was impressed enough to send a nice emoji, so we're all pretty stoked about that. But that's a pretty big compliment because he sort of really, yeah, he really inspires our music, and we use a lot of his music to sort of reference and sort of create ideas.
Now, what were who were your musical influences growing up? We'll just go one by one here.
Right, so I guess when I was younger, I used to love AC/DC.
Of course.
Big band, and then grew up a bit, loved Foo Fighters, so listened to them still. But as I think, like, you know, later high school and stuff, I got into, like, I guess, like, you know, metal and that kind of side of things, a lot of modern metal and things like that.
What about the other guys? Yep.
Yeah, so for me, it was a lot of... I got into grunge. Grunge like Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden. That really sort of kick-started my music. And then I sort of went to sort of like Arctic Monkeys, The Strokes, into Smashing Pumpkins and Silverchair, which is what I'm currently listening to now.
Yeah, yeah, and obviously that's how you guys got in contact with Daniel, so it's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, real groundbreaking big names there, so yeah, we're intrigued to hear about your musical style. Now, Harry, I've got a question for you. You were studying at the Con in Hobart. How's that going? Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's going really well. We go back for our second year in a couple days, I think on the 21st. So that's not really a couple of days, a couple of weeks even, but we're really excited for that. The first year at uni was really great. We learned a lot about recording. I learned twice as much as I've learned in my whole life in 1 year, and we even recorded some demos of originals we're going to put on our new album, which was really cool, as well as collaborating with certain other members at the Con, such as like keyboardists, and we collaborated with a violin player as well. And that was really great.
Okay. Now, do you hope it will help you improve your songwriting and performing in the band then?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We've really learned how to sort of mix and record keyboards as well as violins,
right,
and drums as well. So that was really great as well.
Yeah, I think a big part as well, because both Harry and I are doing music technology at the Con. So in the songwriting process, sometimes we think about, you know, a bit like the end result, so like,
yep,
what it'll sound like in recording. So we think about, you know, what instruments would come through, or if there's something that's not needed in the scheme of things.
Who are you pitching your audience to? Is it basically for people your own age, or who do you hope to reach out to?
Well, at the moment, I think we're sort of, due to the sort of music we play, which is sort of based around 90s bands and stuff like that,
yeah,
I think we're appealing to a lot more of an older age group than our own. But
40
I think,
plus?
Maybe 30 plus as in the new album, we're sort of looking to sort of appeal to our own age as well, because we've sort of kind of we kind of understand that really successful bands sort of, they mostly appeal to their own generation and start their revolution from there. So I think it's great that we've targeted a top age group, and now we got to sort of work on just targeting other age groups as well. And I think one of the most important ones would definitely be our own.
Yeah. Okay. Now, look, your recordings are available online, are they?
Yeah, so we've got our EP up on Spotify at the moment. The album's called Vertebrate Animals of Class. And when did we release that?
7th of September, I believe.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that's on all streaming services, I think all 21 major streaming services, as well as we have a YouTube channel. And you can even get some of our snippets of live performances on Facebook as well, including a couple of new originals as well.
Excellent. All right, so what can we expect of the show at the weekend?
Oh, well, we've got obviously playing, you know, a few of the songs from the EP and like some new originals we've been working on. But we're also going to play a few covers, some well-known songs, things from like Silverchair, Smashing Pumpkins and some bands like that.
Okay, sounds good. Now, Harry, your dad, Dean, is with us as well. What's your role, Dean, throughout of this? Are you a sort of manager person or just a general support?
Oh, I've got the pleasure of being the gig manager,
yeah.
Cameron, and informal publicist, which actually, I got to say, it keeps me very young. I absolutely love it. I'm a former journalist. So
I reckon you'd be into a bit of AC/DC yourself, actually. Did you introduce it to your son?
Well, actually, it's funny you say that because Harry grew up listening to a lot of my music, which was, in fact, some of the stuff that he originally was into. Things like AC/DC, Billy Idol, NXS, these sorts of Midnight Oil, these sorts of bands.
Yeah.
But what was interesting for us was that a few years ago, I took him on a trip to Europe. We went and saw the Foo Fighters, and I'd lost a bit of interest in music at that time, because we were living overseas for many years. And when I saw the Foo Fighters, it reminded me of how good live music was. And I remember Harry saying to me, you know, thank you so much for taking me to this concert. And I said, matey, thank you for helping me rediscover my love of live music, of rock music. And so since then, I'm very happy in this unpaid role that I have.
What about the future, guys? What are your goals?
I think our goals are to sort of expand on what we initially started. We've got that sort of college nucleus of grunge and rock that was taught in college. However, I think now we're going to look to sort of add more instruments where possible, as well as add different genres to our music as well, appeal to different audiences. We're working on an album, so like a long-term 9 to 12 songs, which would be great. We'll probably look to record them at the Conservatorium of Music in Hobart, maybe, possibly. But basically, just to sort of be different from the album we had before and expand into a different universe of music, really.
Well, we certainly look forward to your show at the weekend. Thank you once again for playing down here on the West Coast, and for free too, that's great. And thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers.
No worries. Thanks, guys. That's Frogs in Suits playing this weekend in a free concert on Saturday at the Paragon Theatre here at 7XS.